Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Steve Gadlin and the frying pan. That's right. It's Friday night at 10, so that means we bring local inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won that on Shark Tank, and now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings Cuban new ideas, he brings them here to workshop with the Download Nation. 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin will be in studio tonight. We'll be taking your calls, yay or nay, on his latest invention on the frying pan. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Well, my next guest is a singer, songwriter, and Def Jam recording artist. Jeremiah is one of the biggest stars in R&B working today. His album Late Night's smash hit, as well as his single, We.
About all the time, think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes, they can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
love that song. Song We from the hitmaker Jeremiah, who was born in Chicago. He went to Morgan Park High School. He spent some time at Columbia College, and he's headlining the Pitchfork Music Festival this weekend. He's on tour in the UK. He's coming in this weekend just to do the show and continue his tour. This guy is everywhere, and I can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk with us. Jeremiah, thanks for being here. You know, you grew up in Chicago. You were a Chicago kid. You actually started music early.
You know, I'm from 109th, you know, from the south side of Chicago. I went to, like, Morgan Park, where everybody that is familiar with the Morgan Park area. But, you know, I've always been, you know, musically more inclined as far as instruments, you know, but I never would ever thought, like, I'd be over here in UK right now, you know, sold out two nights in a row at Coco, actually singing, you know, so right. Just to know, going back from hindsight, knowing where it all stemmed from and just, you know, over here now singing, you know, it's all kind of like a ghetto blessing.
You went to Morgan Park High School, you had a stint at Columbia College. I mean, you have been, you know, true blue Chicago. Talk about growing up and cultivating your music sensibilities here in town.
Well, you know, from the blues to just to house music, you know, I've always been heavily influenced, even to growing up to the likes of, you know, R. Kelly in high school and Kanye dropped Late Registration. It was kind of one of those times where I really began to, like, you know, fall in love even more with music. And, you know, I actually started kind of, like, taking notes and under the production act as far as music. So when you're coming from, you know, someone that's playing in a concert band to the marching band mm-hmm. to a Latin jazz band, you know, all those different elements, you know, combined in one is pretty much, you know, what you're getting out of me.
Do you ever, you know, as a musician, as a singer, I mean, you're known, Jeremiah, you know, you're known as a singer and you're known as an R&B star. Do you ever wish you were playing more of the music, being in the band, being more of the arranger than just a singer?
I mean, it's not too late. To me, you know, it's kind of, I don't think no one's ever became a singer first and then became very notarized with their production. But I can see that, you know, very easily happening with what I have been, you know, from years back, even in college with the beats that I was creating in that I haven't touched. You know, I just began to start working with other producers and began to like writing more, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
It kind of was one of those every year, you know, a perfection type of thing. And right now, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter. But I definitely still got some production in.
You know, when we talk about Morgan Park, when we talk about Morgan Park High School, and you were in the marching band, you were in the band, you had a lot to do with music in high school. Talk about the people that surrounded you, encouraged you to continue, because you went on to Columbia College to do music business for a little bit. But talk about, like, the people around you in your neighborhood that helped you cultivate and develop as a musician.
I mean, having support from my fam, you know, from my mom, from my pops, or just from my friends that were also, you know, involved in music. But, you know, don't get me wrong. Actually, I was in the band, but also was All American, if you ask me, in high school. you know, I was there since they had an academic program called it was an academic program where so you can go there when you're 7th and 8th grade. So I basically was like taking high school courses in 7th and 8th grade. So I was always like around, you know, older kids. And so I was on every sports team. I had every teacher in that high school, you know, which allowed me to skip my junior year there. So I don't know, just kind of staying involved. I remember in high school, there was a program called Gallery 37 that not only allowed you to, you know, do whatever art, whether it's dancing, you know, or at that time, I think I was in the Latin jazz band, but we were able to get paid for it. So it kind of kept me out of, you know, trouble, kept me busy. Even though I was taking the red line every day, you know, to and from 109th to downtown, just, you know, I just stayed involved so I wouldn't, you know, get involved in anything else.
For you, I mean, you're one of the brightest stars to come out of Chicago in a long time. For the WGN radio listener who may not be into R&B or pop music, your music is almost always at the top of the charts. And if it's not your produced music, it's stuff that you're featured on. Talk about that life. I mean, to come out of Morgan Park to have some success at Columbia College, but to be where you're at right now, where, you know, you're at the music award show, you're in the studio with Kanye West working on Life of Pablo. Talk about just where you're at and how does it feel to be where you're at?
Man, I mean, even to be in UK right now and not just coming off this European tour for the last 35 days, you know, and just seeing all my fans that don't necessarily even speak English but can sing my whole, you know, songs.
It's crazy.
Word for word with me, even if it was just melodies. It's an incredible feeling. And just imagine going to a school where you know everyone, like Columbia College, where everyone's trying to do the same thing. Everyone's trying to be successful in some type of way. So when I went there, it's kind of crazy. It's like you never know who you're really sitting next to, because, you know, there was the future directors and the future dancers, or you never know the new Roots band that I was sitting next to in those classrooms. So I'm sure right now people look back and like remember me. And at that time, you know, actually I was in my second year at Columbia when I had Whitney's birthday sex. So there was a lot I actually just had to learn on my own, you know, and get myself artist development that I didn't have time, you know. While attending Columbia to learn the whole root of the game, but right now I feel like, you know, I got my hand, it's in the, like, kind of in the palm of my hand, and I don't know, man, it's an incredible feeling.
I mean, it's amazing. There's a lot of I feel a lot of pride being from Chicago and knowing that Jeremiah's from this town. I mentioned the collaborations. One of the things about being such a great singer is that you are doing the hooks on all of the songs. I mean, it's like obviously being a Def Jam recording artist, you have access to a lot of different performers and you're collaborating with some of the best. But it feels like every new artist, every artist that puts any song out, the hook, you're on it.
Yeah, you know what? I've always had my ways with melodies. You know, I get that all, you know, to knowing how to play the keys and, you know, kind of self-teaching myself and on the keys as far as melodies and, you know, playing things by ear. So, you know, right now at this point, I don't want to be, like, remembered as, like, a Nate Dogg, but, you know, a lot of people have been telling me, like, on the under-the-hook side, like, if there was an award... So if there was an award show for the hook, I definitely should be in that ballot.
They should have a new category for the hook, yeah. How does that happen? I mean, is it something where you come up with the hook, where they come to you, and that's something that you bring to the collaboration? Or is it something that's written that they're like, we just need a great singer, come on in on this?
For the majority of the records, has been, you know, stemming from, you know, my camp, or just myself just sending it to them, and they possibly sending it back, and you know, every song has been different. Every song has had a different story. But for the most part, it was just me probably just sending, you know, the other artists just the hooks. And they just, you know, sent it back. And luckily, it's just been able to be their single. So we haven't missed yet. And right now, I'm actually looking forward to a couple of the new collaborations that I got coming out that I think is going to shock a lot of people.
Oh, that's great. Like I said, you're playing with some major people. And you just, you know, just did some of the hooks on with Chance and with Kanye and the big records of this year. Do you find an extra sense of pride when you get to work with people who are also from Chicago, whether it be Chance or whether it be his crew or Kanye and what he's doing in L.A.?
Well, yeah, you know, Chance is my dog. You know, when it comes to just collaborating, he along with like J. Cole, I know he's not from Chicago, but those are people I go in the studio and it's just so effortless. You know, it's just very unorthodox, and we just come in and 90% of the time out of 100, like we do something very, you know, dope. But to know coming from Chicago and the last person, because I ask people all the time, like, man, who was the last singer, you know, besides R. Kelly from Chicago that made it to this plateau of success as far as singing wise? And don't get me wrong, you know, there's probably a couple mentionable names, but I feel good to say that, you know, no one has been from the crib and did it this big, you know, since R. Kelly. So I feel like I got a lot of new I got to do still. So, you know, I'm kind of like in that space right now.
Do you pay attention to the history of Chicago when it comes to singers? I mean, Curtis Mayfield, of course, the Shy Lights, the bands that were before, even R. Kelly, as you mentioned. Do you pay attention to the lineage that this city has had, the history of R&B success?
Well, now, of course, I have to pay attention. I probably wouldn't have went as deep as Curtis Mayfield, but I do know he's from Chicago. But, you know, I grew up on Kells. I grew up on the stages of Genuines and the Music Soul Childs and, the Drew Hill. So I was just heavily influenced by all those different styles of R&B. But most definitely just knowing that Kells is from the city and just is kind of getting his blessings and doing records with him now is just kind of like one of those surreal type of things to me. But, I feel like, I'm here for a reason and I want to just continue to do that.
Playing Pitchfork Music Festival and being being the headliner for this festival, what does it mean to come home to Chicago? Right now you're on tour, you're in the UK. Talk about what it means to come home and play in an outdoor festival in the city of Chicago.
Man, I honestly can't wait. I haven't really performed at any festivals in Chicago that I recall, unless I just popped out on someone's set. But just to know that I'm coming home, I've been gone forever, it feels like. I've been on the road, and just to know that, not only is it Pitchfork Festival, but it's on the day of my birthday. But to be, hopefully, all my fans will be there, and, I can't wait to rock that type of crowd. I heard so much about it, but to be actually on that stage now and be home, it's one of those things that you can't replace.
It's an honor to talk to you, and hopefully if you get some time in Chicago at some point in your career, I'd love to sit down and have a longer conversation. Jeremiah, one of the best R&B stars that is on the planet right now from Chicago, Illinois. Thanks so much for taking some time out, and have a great show at Pitchfork.
And I appreciate that, Doc.